Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No.
Neither did I. I was just asking.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Did we lock you in a dumpster one time?
I got out.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
That's somebody's daughter up there.
I was just going to say that.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Dynamite dropped in money and broadcast school has really paid off.
The Fan. I'm just a
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Welcome to the second hour of this Hot Corner edition of Dirt and Sprague. Patrick Harris with you, Joe Fisher, swag on the ones and twos. You missing the first hour, you can download that, the Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Sabalenka might get bounced-ify. Dude, this live sports this early is so great.
I will say, I'm not a tennis...
I prefer live sports late at night, like midnight.
I'm not a tennis viewer.
I'm a major viewer.
And I'm sure that for like the guys and Jason Swigart is a big tennis viewer.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Oh, I heard about his escapades a week ago.
Yeah.
10 straight hours of Wimbledon.
Woke up early because the body clock, when the summer of Swag Mondays roll around... But your body clock is just tuned, so it's like 5:30. I'm rolling over,
and
if I can't get back to sleep, and I got live sports on. So those of us that inhabit these hours on a regular basis love the live sports, and the PGA Tour is going to be over across the pond for the next few weeks, leading to the Open Championship.
So we're Scottish Open right now going on.
Thursday,
Scottish Open, Scotty,
the Genesis Scottish Open.
And then that means the Open.
Then the Open Championship.
I like that the Open is like the Ohio State University. We're like the Open.
Yeah, didn't...
Well, it's like 160 years old.
Well, did they change that a few years ago? I feel like they did call it the British Open.
They call it Roland Garros.
No, we called it the British Open in the United States. They've always called it the Open Championship.
No respect.
And then there was... this is what it's actually called.
Ah, okay.
That's us being brutish Americans.
What? What?
Never. Never. The Daily Ticker will take us to South Bend, Indiana in about a half hour, plus the mail sack in the 8 o'clock hour. Some NFL news we'll get to in the 8 o'clock hour as well. But I want to slip in a little baseball. Not too much, because we got a two-hour show to do later tonight. We'll probably talk All-Star Game stuff, right?
Tonight?
Joe Adell. 2 hours on why Joe Adell should be in over Julio Rodriguez. Have you seen those stats?
Do we do List Radio?
List Radio, biggest snubs of the All-Star ballot.
That's right.
But I want to look around. The American League in baseball right now is a wild, wild, wild place. As Joe and I just mentioned, all three of our picks, if the league were to end right now, were incorrect. Do you remember who you had as wild card teams?
Ooh. I think we just chose division winners. I'd have to pour through the archives to find out.
I went with Baltimore, who's the third worst team in the American League.
Maybe I put it on a Google Doc or something like that.
I went with Baltimore, who's the third worst team in the American League. You went with the Yankees, who are in an absolute free fall right now. I took my Guardians, who suck, absolutely suck. Fortunately, the White Sox are in that division. And the Houston Astros doing things that we absolutely cannot stand in Death by a Thousand Cuts. This place looked a little different about a month ago, Joe. Is this more reality of where we're sitting in? Because I always, coming into the season, I told you that I thought the Yankees were still massively flawed. I thought they got better by not signing Juan Soto. Paul Goldschmidt is probably the comeback player of the year, if not Javi Baez. But Cody Bellinger hasn't been that great. Carlos Rodon has been good, but I think he's coming back down to earth. Max Fried has been lit the last two starts, which is very, very concerning.
They still don't have a bullpen.
Schmidt is out for the year with Tommy John. Yeah, dude, Luke Weaver has a George Springer problem.
Well, Devin Williams has an inconsistency problem. Sometimes he looks like just absolutely dominant, and then there are other times where it's just like, do you Do you know how to close a game anymore?
Outside of the Detroit Tigers, I don't know who really wants this. Do you know in the last 30 days, the second best record in the American League is the Seattle Mariners?
In the American League?
In the American League.
Yeah.
It's the, they have the,
they have the second best record of the last 30 days.
Oh, the last 30. I was going to say. I was like.
Yeah.
Their schedule has helped them.
Yes. Do you know who has the first?
Houston Astros.
That would be the Houston Astros. The Mariners have the second best record in the last 30 days and have lost three games in that division.
Yeah, because the Astros are on an unreal tear right now.
So that's where we sit. There's no Jeremy Peña. Altuve's not being not playing that great. No Kyle Tucker.
Excuse me?
What?
Altuve just torched the Dodgers over the weekend.
Yeah, in that series. But that there's a lot of juice in that. I mean in general. Jeremy Peña's hurt. Kyle Tucker's a Cub, absolutely mashing in Chicago. Yordan Alvarez has a hand that he can't feel, yet somehow this team continues to win. I don't know what to think about the American League. It's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah, I think that there are two things you can bank on that will be in place by the end of the year that is currently happening, and that is the Detroit Tigers and the Houston Astros. The Detroit Tigers have been doing it all season. The Houston Astros were kind of slugging along to begin, and again, their last month and a half of baseball is, I mean, there's a reason that some power rankings on some websites now have them as the number one team.
I saw that too, yeah. And the third, I'll throw you a third in there for funsies. The Tampa Bay Rays will be in the mix.
They were, I know that when we were talking maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were saying like what team is kind of in that 500 range or just outside of the playoffs that we think is going to end up making it or taking one of the wild card spots in the National League. For me, it was the Atlanta Braves. Woof. But
that
in the
Schwellenbach injury is a real punch to the gut.
Yeah, not great. And then in the American League, though, my team was the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, and you were spot on with it too. They were a half game back at one point. Now they're 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Yeah, they're playing great. They're playing that Kevin Cash baseball, man.
Yeah, Junior Caminero. You want to talk about All Star snubs? That kid's a beast.
Yeah, I mean they have been
former Cleveland Guardian prospect Junior Caminero.
I mean they still have a chance to win the division. Obviously, they're 4 games back from Toronto, who's won 9 in a row, including sweeping the Yankees. Also helps when you do play the Angels, but and the White Sox.
Teams that we thought were going to be good that are dead would be the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but that's, I mean, that
you ain't got to tell me, dude. I'm waiting for Vogt to get fired.
That ship is set. He's not going to get fired.
Manager of the year to getting fired? You might, dude. This team is bad.
And
it's no, but it's definitely not ownership's fault.
I mean, how about just like the entire AL Central outside of the Tigers?
I thought this was supposed to be the best division in baseball.
Outside of the Tigers and the White Sox. We knew the Tigers would be good. We knew the White Sox would be suck, bad. But I mean, the Royals, Twins, and Guardians are all very underwhelming.
Just a fat woof.
Yeah.
I just looked at the standings, and I was like, oh, Kansas City's in second, 14 games out of first place.
And they can't score a run.
Nobody can.
I mean, the Royals are terrible offensively.
Terrible.
And then in the National League, I mean, I'm done with the Braves. I said a few weeks ago I thought that getting Acuna back – getting Strider back, those were two huge pieces to add, and they just have not been able to put it together.
Ozzie Albies has been an absolute disaster this year for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Jerickson Profar's back, though. He's pretty good. Does he lead them to the playoffs in which he can't play?
No.
They're 9.5 back.
I'm going to say.
From the wild card.
Yeah. Again, if you're getting Acuna and Strider back to the roster and you can't do anything about
Chris Sale off a Cy Young year.
And he's done. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm done with the Braves. That ship has sailed.
Who am I done with? Oakland. Bad read, Patrick Harris on that one.
Yeah, that's
real bad read, Patrick Harris on that one.
Literally the second worst or the worst run differential in the American League.
We walked through those Luis Severino splits last week on the hot corner.
Oh yeah,
that's not good.
Oh my God, just looking at the standings, the Rockies have a minus 235 run differential already.
Let's effing go, dude. They're 34.5 games back.
Minus 235
That's
run differential.
That's wild, man.
At this point, isn't that like usually a run differential for a team at the end of the year?
Dude, they have 70 losses.
-235. 235, and we're 91 games into the season.
What is the more astounding statistic? They have 21 wins, 70 losses, or 34 and a half back, or a -235?
I think the
what's more astounding?
70 losses.
I think it's the 70 losses.
This is all time.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that
it doesn't help that they're in that division.
It doesn't surprise me that they suck that bad. And having 70 losses in almost 50 games. Now, when I say that out loud, yeah, I might have
49 to be exact, Joe.
Yeah. Well, when I say that out loud, that is actually a pretty shocking statement. But I'm like, oh, -235, and then 50 games
under 500,
and it's not. It's barely July.
My dead team in the National League would be the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And they're right there around 500, bud.
Yeah.
Don't bury them yet.
I'm gonna. And then I hope I'm wrong.
Well, they're gonna need starting pitching to step up, especially obviously with Corbin Burns going down about a month ago.
Zach Gallen finally pitched a decent game last night.
Good for him. He needed to.
Future Seattle Mariners, Zach Gallen.
I mean, the Diamondbacks are only 4.5 back. A week they could be in the wild card race.
All right, prove me wrong then. There is one team that we did not discuss, and that is the first place in the National League East. Is this sustainable? Because, boy, they are on a tear, and it's not even from their studs. More baseball chatter here. Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan.
Father of mine, what is the Colorado Rockies?
Down goes Anderson!
Daily Ticker coming up next. Take us to South Bend. Second hour, second round draft picks. And are they worth a damn?
Real quickly, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just posted a video on their timeline alluding to July 15th. And there was a lot of flashes and images of the old... what was their old
creamsicle
logo? Yeah,
the swashbuckler.
Yes, a lot of like quick flashes of that logo, and I got a feeling that there's going to be some new jerseys on the horizon. Possibly.
Some throwbacks, some Steve DeBerg specials.
Yeah, but I don't want the swashbuckler as a throwback, because you can only wear the throwback what, like twice a year.
Well, I hope this is a permanent.
I want the current Tampa Bay jersey and helmet scheme to be twice a year and go back to the swashbuckler.
Yes,
that's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I hope they're alluding to here.
At
is that
all times.
That they just go back to that. Nostalgia, baby. It sells.
It's not even about nostalgia. It's just, I feel like at the time we thought it looked stupid.
Let's be real.
And we realized we were wrong. This isn't like the mullet. It's not like the mullet is still dumb, no matter what. This isn't like we realize, oh, that was actually a really good haircut. No, those were actually really amazing jerseys. Creamsicle orange. White was classy. The Pirates got a sword in his mouth.
Yeah, I think that we
had a little conquistador stash.
We were in our golden age of sports logos in like the 70s.
Just get
60s to the 80s around there.
You remember the starter caps of the 90s that had the like color wave and then the logo?
Yes.
You remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All of those logos should return to the NFL. They are the best.
Yeah, there's just like, and I'm a U of O grad. I am a Duck, but the old school Oregon State Benny the Beaver.
Yes.
One of the best logos ever.
Benny's the best.
I mean, even Donald Duck for Oregon was great too.
The Linfield logo. I mean, there are so many old school logos that just go so hard.
I'm okay with Modern Wazoo, mostly because we're sponsored by Nike and not Russell Athletic anymore. So I'm kosher with where we are now.
Yeah, if that's what the
plus
Bucks,
we're not a real program, so what do I care?
That's what the Bucks are doing. I sure hope it's a permanent thing.
The only thing we didn't get into about the American League and baseball in general is how hot the Toronto Blue Jays are. Now I have to eat a lot of crow on this because I thought they were going to be terrible.
Not a first place team.
Not a first place team. Not very good. Bunch of high-paid dudes that aren't very talented and aren't going to figure it out. This team's in first place. This team put an absolute shellacking on the Yankees, told Luke Weaver to go home. I know this because it just wrecked my fantasy league. And it starts with the resurgence of old man cheater himself, George Springer. George Springer in the last 30 days is 31 of 95. That's a .326 batting average with 6 home runs and 26 RBIs. Kid's playing well.
It's pretty good, boss.
It's pretty good, boss. And, you know, Bo Bichette still kind of sucks. Vladdy is coming around.
I mean, Bo Bichette is, he's batting .272 with a .740 OPS.
Yeah, but he's not the impact guy that he was, that they need him to be.
I'll still take Bo Bichette at .272.
Am I just a Bo Bichette hater? Is that what's going on? I think I am.
I think I am.
But it's being done by George Springer, Alejandro Kirk, and the pitching staff. Kevin Gausman's been pretty good.
I hate Kevin Gausman because he was an Oriole and now he's not, and he's doing great things.
Well, I don't know if he's doing great things.
He's a really good pitcher.
He's doing what he's paid.
He's been consistent as hell for the
okay
ball players.
Well,
Jose Berrios also. You want to talk about consistency? I mean, that guy. For the last couple of years, who God knows what you were going to get from him.
Good luck.
You could get an 8-inning, 9 strikeout, 1 walk, 2 hit performance, and then the next day or the next outing from him, get a 7-run first inning. Like, it was an absolute roller coaster, and he's been really good for him this year.
Their bullpen's been really nice.
Yeah. Jeff Hoffman.
That's the one thing I get. Hoffman's turned into a really solid closer. Brendan Little has really come around as the setup guy. I guess the big question that I'll always ask, that I think I know the answer for me, but I'm curious on yours, is this sustainable?
Well, what's crazy too, I like to believe that they're just having a good little month.
Like, good little ball club.
Good little ball club, and that this isn't sustainable. What's wild to me, though, is their two big offseason acquisitions, Andrés Giménez and Anthony Santander, are terrible.
Like, you like that Santander bullet dodged a little bit.
I love that. Yeah. You can have your Kevin Gausman, but
I was terrified because Giménez was one of the last pieces that Cleveland got for Frankie. And then at the very beginning of the season for the Blue Jays, he just was kind of raking. I was like, oh no, dude. Oh no.
He's batting .218.
Thank God. That sounds like the Cleveland. Hey, but that's Gold Glove second base, though, and you'll take that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, second base isn't always known for, like, hitting prowess.
No, no. Robbie Alomar and Robinson Cano are, like, the last ones.
And
Mooney on steroids.
I mean, Anthony Santander, he's basically, you know, he's been out forever, but even when he was playing, he was batting .180. Like, they got literally nothing from their two acquisitions.
Is that a 4-year deal for Santander, or is it a 2-year deal? I think it's a 2-year deal.
I thought it was 3. Let me take
spread the difference, meet you in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Take the average. We're both wrong because it was 5 years.
5-year deal?
5 years, 92 and a half.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he was on the Orioles, he'd have 30 bombs.
Well, of course.
Of course.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
I mean, Nelson Cruz, Chris Davis, the good Chris Davis, Mark Trumbo.
I like the bad Chris Davis, though, a little bit.
I do not.
And I Dude, do the not... man was a... You want to talk about consistency.
I do not.
That man batted .238 for like 6 years in a row.
.238? You're being generous. I think you caught, you played the Angels, you caught the Yankees when they are in a downslide. You played Boston, who
sucks.
God knows what's going on with them.
I told you I don't want to talk about that team anymore.
But they're somehow like still around .500.
I don't want to talk about it. They're 2 games out of the wild card.
These are your last 5 opponents, because I'll include the White Sox because he just played them yesterday, and shocking, they won. You have played the Angels, who you swept. You played the Yankees, who you swept in a 4-game series. I mean,
Toronto on Canada Day.
That is impressive. You won the series against Boston 2 out of 3. You won 2 out of 3 against Cleveland. So, I mean,
Cleveland sucks. Boston sucks. Chicago sucks. Did you say Anaheim?
Angels
suck.
They suck. And then New York, they suck right now.
They suck right now.
And they have been in somewhat of a downturn over the last 3 to 4 weeks, I would say. So maybe it's a matter of catching teams when they are at their lowest. They're 15 games above .500 right now, the Blue Jays.
It's pretty nice.
You win 9 in a row.
This is their best record this far into the season since 1993.
Is it really?
Yes. And do you know what happened in 1993?
They did a little something
was
called
that some
a
Joe Carter special.
Touch them all, Joe. Yeah. You'll never hit a bigger home run.
Won the World
right?
Series. Yeah,
back to back.
There's just something. I feel like something's got to give at some point. But when you get this far into the season and you have this type of record, this is what I'm going through with the Giants, where I'm just kind of like, all right, maybe the Giants just are good, you know?
Yeah.
And I was wrong on that.
I think
this Blue Jays team, I didn't think they were going to be terrible bottom feeders and 30 games below 500 to finish the year. I thought this division was going to be competitive, and quite frankly, it is.
I mean,
the worst team is Baltimore, but they're actually playing.
Might be the most stacked offense of all of them.
But they're playing some better
They are playing better
right
baseball.
Now. Again, Boston's 2 games above 500. Tampa Bay is 7 games above 500.
I'm gonna vest
the Yankees are playing the worst baseball in this
that's
division.
That's true. I'm gonna vest my future stock in this division with the Rays and the Yankees. I just think the Rays will do Rays things, and I think the Yankees will have more arsenal at the trade deadline to figure out. They need a starting pitching, they gotta figure out what's on with the bullpen, and they need another hitter, and the Yankees will find that, and I don't know if Toronto will.
But man, the Yankees basically just about a month ago, they had swept the Royals. They were 42-25. 42-25. They are now 49-41.
That ain't good.
That is 7-16, my man, in that stretch. Oof,
that is absolutely rough. All right, let's get rid of baseball. We come back. Daily Ticker will take us to South Bend.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
All right, it's the Daily Ticker time. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break. One of their 4 coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach. I've been to 3 of those. I've not been to the Lincoln City one.
I've been to Cannon Beach. I've been to Pacific City.
OG is my life. I love PC.
The Lincoln City one on the Siletz Bay.
I have been to that one. Is that one nice?
I have not
That's
been
gorgeous.
To that. Yeah. I have been to the Siletz Tribe powwow before.
Okay.
Okay.
Which was a fantastic time. I went 2 years in a row back when I was in middle school. Went and hung out with all the Siletz bros and ate some fry bread and had a grand old time out there. So go Siletz Tribe.
All right.
Did you not know I was cultured like that?
I did not know that, Joe.
Yeah, I get down. I get down.
He gets down.
I was not dancing in the middle circle, though. That was that's sacred ground that I could not be a part of.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go that far.
I was the minority there. I was the only white. It seemed like I was the only white guy there, which was...
Why were you there?
I had a buddy growing up where they were... Part Siletz, mm-hmm. Or Siletzian? How do you say that?
I can't even spell Siletz.
So yeah, they would go there every year, and they took me.
Sounds like a fantastic time,
dude. It was awesome, and like, dude, it was crazy. Like they have all their intricate, like I don't know,
the headdress,
their garb, and everything like that, and they got a lot of feathers on it. And an eagle feather, one of them came loose from someone's like headdress or something like that, and it fell to the ground, and it was like record scratched. The whole thing stopped, and they're like, a fallen feather on the ground is like a fallen soldier on the battlefield.
Whoa.
And like, it was like, you gotta go, bro. Like, the guy was kicked out of the powwow.
Couldn't go.
Yeah, he was done for the year.
You can't tell us.
Like, we'll see you next year. He was devastated.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I was so confused. I was like, wait.
They're waiting all year to do this, and now he's done.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
I was so confused. I was like, wait, what's going on? I was like, wait, he has to leave? Like, he's got to go?
He's got
to
go, like, yeah, dude. You can't sit with us.
You got to secure those feathers.
You can't.
Now, what did I do wrong?
The Daily Ticker will take us to South Bend, Indiana. No guests today. I don't have any friends, so there's nobody to call.
So I
just called Joe.
I do have to give a tip of cap to this program, the host, and Jason Swigard, who was not there. He just disappeared. Never mind. I rescind.
He got to go boo-boo.
I rescind that tip of the cap.
Coffee hit him.
What did you hear them doing the Brian Windhorst interview the other day?
They had Brian Windhorst on?
Sure. No, they just had
they
like
just clip interview. They just clip statements from him.
Yeah, they had like four or five cuts of audio from his like hit that he did on SportsCenter or whatever.
So, Wendy, what do you think about this? That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was like, that's good. That's good radio. Right
there. But I wanted to get over to the Notre Dame football team out of South Bend, Indiana, because they now have four recruits on their roster whose fathers played in the NFL, and we watched them.
That's a
three of them once at the same time on the same team.
Well, I'm intrigued to hear these names, but that's a pretty good recruiting method there. I mean, like, hey, your daddy was a stud. I'll just take your offspring. Some good genes there.
Ike Taylor, Plaxico Burress, Jerome Bettis, and Larry Fitzgerald. All four of these have players on the Notre Dame roster,
and I officially feel old.
Yeah, dude.
This happens.
We're going to talk about Asante Samuel Jr. later today.
God. This is one of those when, like,
Fernando Tatis Jr. has played baseball for 6 years now.
This is going to be, like, in the next few years, it's going to happen more and more when dudes in the NBA and NFL start showing up. And
Dylan Harper went number two in the draft.
Yeah, my son's going to be like, oh, he's really good. And I'm like, you know nothing you about his daddy. What do you know about Larry Fitzgerald Sr., huh? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Some of the best hands I ever saw. Physical guy. Not afraid to block.
Great guy in the community.
Great teammate.
Yeah.
Pitt Panthers, dude.
Yeah, if we could make sure not to talk about these kind of stories, because at my old age of 33.
You are not 33.
Yeah.
I'm 40. There's no way you're 33.
Yeah, I'm 33.
Really?
Did you not know
this? I thought you were like 36. Get at it, Joe.
It's the grays.
Get at it, Joe Fish.
The salt.
Damn kids.
Get at it,
Joe. It's the salt in the hair. This still makes me feel old, damn it. All right?
Yeah, and I think the only thing that saves us a lot of it is most of these guys don't really pan out.
Well, like who? Oh, Patrick Surtain the second.
Okay.
Asante Samuel Jr.
Okay.
In basketball, what is it? Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is an okay player. His father was better.
He's a player.
His father was better. Oh, just because he's Bronny James. He is a player.
He is technically an NBA. Okay, let's not discredit Tim
Baseball
Hardaway.
We've
Steph
seen.
Curry.
Oh, anyone? Steph Curry. Yeah, that's true. He is good. Klay Thompson, also very good.
Yeah, your guy.
My guy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
My guy.
You just totally, yeah.
My guy. Yeah. Baseball's got him everywhere, though.
Well, there's, I mean, third generation baseball players.
That is true.
The Boone brothers.
The Boone brothers. There has been a Boone in baseball since like 1958.
I feel that. Does this happen more so in one sport than the other?
Yes, and it's hockey.
That there's better.
Is that it? Like,
that the sons.
The generations continue.
There's a lot more consistency. And there's big families and like whole bunches of brothers. Like, think about the Tkachuks.
Sure.
The Tkachuk brothers, there was the Sutter brothers forever. There was like hordes of them.
Happened in wrestling a little bit with the Harts.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, let's reel it in here.
Yeah, hockey makes sense because that's not just a brethren, but that's like instilled in your culture.
It's a small fraternity in terms of the sport being played compared to basketball, baseball, football.
Yeah, and let's not be shocked that all the baseball kids that are good, their dads are all from the Dominican or from the islands somewhere where baseball is life.
Junior?
Yeah. Anyone?
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Oh, yeah. But his dad was okay.
Was part of the Big Red Machine.
Well, now
it was like the seventh best player on the Big Red Machine.
Your argument was that the Suns are not as good of
players.
Yes. Yes. Ken Griffey Jr. was the
better.
Son
better. Yes, yes, yes. And technically, they're all sons. I know.
I'm just trying to think of other.
I am probably better at baseball than my dad.
I would like to.
Not saying much. May he rest in peace.
See, I wish I had challenged my dad more at basketball and other sports when we were a little bit younger. Because I would have, now that I think about it, I would have liked to cook my dad.
I want to see you wrestle your dad.
Oh, well, Yeah, he'd still kick my ass. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Yeah. He's a brick.
Well, listen, he's turning 63 this year. He's having some
God bless his soul.
He's having some health problems. So, you know, maybe if I just, you know, give him a kick in the right area and,
dude,
you know.
Can you imagine them sausage fingers around your neck?
Dude, and they're all calloused. Yeah. It's like sandpaper.
Just cutting your neck as he's grabbing you.
Dude, yeah, that's, yeah, I'll still bank on my dad kicking my ass at this point.
If you're not familiar with Joseph Fisher II, it's not too late to get on board.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan of number two.
Great dude.
Big fan of number four, too. Medium Joe, he's excellent.
Yeah, I can kick his ass.
I would hope so, Joe. He's 12.
Yeah, I could definitely kick his ass.
Can he smoke you in video games, though?
A few.
I think that's a generation.
Yeah,
thing.
Rocket League, he's got me in. Fortnite. I think if we were to play NBA 2K today, I could still get him there.
I'm fortunate that my son,
I think in just about any sports game, maybe not FIFA,
okay,
I would get him. Yeah.
I've got an 8-year-old, and thank God he's 8, because I still smoke him in video games, and I'm not very good at video games.
Yeah, see, and that is always a great feeling. Like,
See, he wants to play Nintendo games with me, which is awesome, because that's the only system I really know.
Well, and all I'll play him in is sports games. And so if I can pick up the sticks today and beat him in 2K, that is just such a great feeling. It's like, dude, you dedicate so much time to this. I am grinding.
And you suck.
In this adult life. And here I can't. Here I come just waltzing in and playing 2K and still get a W against you. That's what I'm talking about.
The Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer. Infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries, Hard Hops are available now at a store near you.
We need to talk to Pelican about sponsoring the Jason Swigart Swim Off, the Swim Olympics.
I don't know anything about this, so we'll do that next. Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan.
You know, technology and stuff.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our second round picks worth a damn, plus the mail sack, 503-864-6326. Get your questions in, or the YouTube channel. Shout out to the YouTube crew. Swag Olympics?
Yeah, you didn't hear this proclamation?
I did not. Dude, like I told you, I've been sleeping till about 9:30, so if this is a this show thing, I've been out of the box.
This turned into a thing, was it last Wednesday?
It's been misconstrued.
I highly doubt anything anybody has ever said on this station has been misconstrued.
So the original claim from last week was that Jason Swigart
just got broke
taking some swims in the ocean in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He would wake up in the morning, he would go jump out in the ocean and take a swim, sometimes go out 300-500 yards out into the ocean.
That's 5 football fields. Yeah,
I'll work my way out there. It's not all at once. I'm not doing the Ironman triathlon.
You're not going... Okay, so this is
I never made that claim. I would... Eventually,
sounds like you made that claim.
500 cumulatively?
I would eventually work my way out there and floating around.
Swims
and swimming,
a yard,
and get
pauses,
out there and
a yard.
400-500 yards, yeah.
So you, I still can't believe that.
Okay.
Why not?
I can believe that. He's in good shape.
Did you swim in high school? Were you a swimmer?
Dude, it doesn't take a swim. You don't have to be Michael Phelps to swim. I swim.
I
wasn't on
the
swim team, but I was constantly, grew up in Lake Oswego, so I was in the, the
algae-infested
lake every damn summer growing up, swimming out there.
500 yards? Like, no, I can't. That is hard for me. Like, I'm trying to just envision myself on the coastline and looking out 500 yards and what that point is.
It's a par 5. It's a short par 5.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just wading water
that? If I'm not doing it all at once, I can swim 500 yards.
I never claimed I was,
Yeah, I might be fat, but I've been swimming my entire life.
Well, and this is where we need Pelican to come in. Sponsor the Jason Swigart Swim Off. The Swag Olympics.
Bro, are we taking Pelican to Hawaii? Because I'm not swimming in the 48 degree Pacific Ocean off the Oregon coast.
We'll get you a wetsuit. We'll get you block out that.
Dude,
that,
I got a wetsuit and swimming in a wet, because I do a lot of rafting. Swimming in a wetsuit sucks,
that's
bro.
Awful.
We can make it.
Now, if we can, you know, we got somebody out there that wants to send the show to.
To Hawaii.
Hanakoa Brewing is the best brewery on Oahu. I have decided.
Well, I don't think that legal is going to sign off on any of this.
Why not?
Can we get Pelican to not only sponsor the event, but also incur any funeral costs that may happen?
No, he signs a waiver.
No.
Come on. Joe, you know how this goes. Well, sign a waiver.
Listen, Swag, I want to believe you. I want to believe it.
I firmly believe you.
Thank you.
500 yards.
Yeah, bro, I can do it too.
No, you cannot.
Absolutely, I can. If it's not all at once.
Yeah, okay. Even that.
500 yards straight? No, I'm not doing that.
I can't even believe that you can go 100, stop to catch your breath.
Yeah, bro.
Wade water, go another 100.
Bro, don't wade water. Just sit on your back and float for a minute.
No, I could maybe do backstroke 500 yards.
Just... Do you not know how to float in the water?
I can somewhat.
That is
especially in ocean water.
Thought.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
Oh, yeah, man.
You get past the first break where the waves are breaking, so you get through there. That's kind of the effort.
Are you from Hawaii, Joe?
No, I'm not
from
Hawaii.
Just your sisters, right?
My sisters were born there.
Just your sisters. You weren't cool enough.
No, I mean, full disclosure, one of my more embarrassing moments, but also I didn't want to die out in the ocean.
This is great. I don't believe in Jason Swigart, but here's my embarrassing story of why I can't swim.
We were on one of those boats that take you out. Like, it wasn't a huge boat. It was a small one for snorkeling and stuff that.
Yeah.
In Maui. And they took us out to this little place where there was a bunch of turtles, and they're like, hey, you can jump out in the water there.
The cleaning station.
I forget what it was called. They literally called it Turtle Bay or something that.
Oh, there's something like that. But there's a spot, the cleaning station, there's some wreckage. So it's in between the little moon-shaped island that you see is Molokini.
Molokini, I bet.
Where most of the ships, when they take you out on a snorkeling trip, they'll take you right out in there.
We made our way out there eventually.
And then on the way back, halfway in between, if you take a smaller boat, you can get there. It's called the cleaning station. So there's some shipwrecks and stuff down there. Yeah. And the turtles come, and whatever the little fish are that eat all the crap off the back of their shells...
Mm.
Clean them up. So they call it the cleaning station. So if you're very quiet and you just float there with them, and then the turtles will come up and take a breath and go down, it's one of the most peaceful things ever. It's amazing.
I like turtles.
Well, I jumped in the water, and I was not doing a great job of wading the water, and I requested a pool noodle. And so I just floated on my pool noodle and just stuck my face in the water and did my thing.
My only issue, and it's wild because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest.
Turtle Town. It's called Turtle Town.
And I've spent a ton of time at the coast and swam in the ocean a bunch of different places. I really don't like salt water. I really don't like salt water.
Yeah, you got to have good goggles or a good snorkel face mask.
Yeah.
Because the salt water in the eyes is... actually more painful than chlorine.
Yeah, and I absolutely can't stand the taste.
No, it's pretty much mouthwash.
And and I'm not one of those people that swims and plugs my nose sort of thing, so I just go.
Ah.
And because I just go, I can, I don't know how to say this, my mouth naturally is open. Don't pull that.
Hot.
And so the water just, gets in my mouth, and I don't like the way it tastes. Don't pull that either.
I am slightly aroused right now.
Yeah? Does that get you going, Joe?
Yeah. My God. It's getting hot in here. It's not just this thermostat.
I, for one, believe you, Swigart.
I, for one, do not. I'm just trying.
So do we? Are you challenging him to prove it?
Well, he doesn't have to, and I get the whole, like, he ain't doing it at the Oregon coast because that water is butt-ass cold.
Well, go into a pool, and I wasn't lap swimming, like I said. Eventually, I worked my way out.
See, I'm with you on that.
Now, 400-500 yards.
I'm with you on that. And I hear YouTube and the text line, like, ocean waters are dangerous. Of course they are.
Yes, I know
that. That's why we're not talking about 500 directly.
Last year when we went, got out there when we shouldn't have been out there trying to snorkel, and the wind picked up. And
it'll get you.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that when I did go to Maui, I did some snorkeling, and there was one late afternoon where I had a couple bevvies in me, had a couple soda pops, and I went out snorkeling, which later found out not a good idea. And they highly recommend to not do that.
No, that's an absolute no-no.
Yeah. So,
I wonder.
So now I know for next
time. That's where you need to stay, where your feet can touch.
But I was having a great old time.
Grand old time.
Oh, yeah. And I was snorkeling, and I had my little fins and my goggles, and I was looking all around and, turned and saw a turtle, and that scared the crap out of me because it came out of nowhere. And then I was just cruising in the water, like just loving it. And then I popped my head up, and I looked at how far I was out.
Instant dread.
So there is part of me that's somewhat like, if you got little flippers on and you're doing your snorkeling and just cruising, I could see you can make yourself out. You can make your way out there. But 500 yards, like I know where I still have the image of like, oh, the shoreline's pretty, it's not close. I was not 500 yards though, nor was I at 2 or even 1, I don't think. And
you're,
I was like,
still terrified.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, oh damn, I need to start getting back there immediately.
Loaded third hour coming up for you. Our second round picks worth a damn. We got the mail sack at 8:15, so get those questions in. And Sabalenka is getting a little testy right now. There's more to come. Hot Corner Edition, Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan.